Well, one of the things we do in our welcoming back service is, and we've been doing it for a number of years now, it's one of those practices that have spread to quite a few of our Unitarian Universalist congregations, is to invite people to, those who wish to do so, to bring a little bit of water to symbolize a journey which they brought this summer. And in just a few moments, I'll invite you to bring that forward. Let me offer you these words as we prepare for this time in our service. We come here this morning carrying our gifts of summer, symbols of water that we have been present with and which has been present to us. These symbols may call to mind light summer showers, thunderstorms, dewy mornings, and misty evenings, or moments at oceansides, poolsides, riversides, lakesides, swimming, fishing, hiking, strolling, and who we were with while there, even if we were alone. Perhaps we found ourselves in the presence of water during a moment of grief, or birth, or joy, or rebirth, or perhaps in a mundane place whose sacredness is recognized nonetheless. So we reflect upon what brought us to these moments and places, in backpacks and coolers surely, but more so what spiritual, emotional, or other sentiments we carried, and what we did with it when we were in these places and moments. We bring together our journeys of geography, either near or in this area, journeys of place, journeys of spirit. Let's take just a moment to reflect upon them. Now, those of you who wish to do so are invited to share your water with us. The way we have done this is, if you're on this side and wish to have a little vial of water, just line up along that aisle. If you're on this side, the same thing over here. I'm going to start by speaking from this bowl. While the person on one side is speaking, the people who are going to share water from the other side should be coming forward. So those who wish to do so, if you will, if you're on this side, line up on that aisle, on this side, over here. All right? Do we have another mic here? Yes, we do. We'll see how balanced of a house we have here. Okay, looks about right. Actually, a few of you in the back of the line there, why don't you come over to here, because we're a little heavy on this side. There you go. Thank you, John. Well, actually, it is the container that I have that is as significant to me as the water that's in it. The container here says, "Happy Birthday, Woody Guthrie, July 14th, and it's signed by one of the performers I saw this past summer, a guy named Jimmy LaFave. I spent four of the hottest days of my life, but were still very wonderful times in Okemah, Oklahoma, birthplace of Woody Guthrie, attending the 2011 Woody Guthrie Festival. A very uplifting time. I was able to actually meet his sister. He has one surviving sister. Other people that I was able to interview for a book I'm working on some of the religious and spiritual currents in Woody Guthrie's life." So from Okemah, Oklahoma, and the Woody Guthrie Festival. I'm also using this as a drinking container, so I'm taking it back with me.
Water from the Wisconsin River. Chris mentioned that we went to her family reunion, and most of the members of the family inner-tubed down the river. Our son, Jeremy, our daughter, Jessica, and our grandson, Quentin, joined us. It was a great week. And also, although we didn't bring any salt water back, from Star Island, the week.
This water represents the wonderful time that we had with our grandchildren this summer. It's wonderful to see three grandchildren in three different stages and changing all the time, and including meeting our newest grandchild in July, Amelia.
We've brought water from our swimming pool, and we were happy to host UUs several times during the summer. We had, among other visits from the adult choir, we had the kids' choir, and everybody who was in the water when I snapped that photo, you're in the kids' choir this year. And it was a passage for us that our five-year-old, for the first time, jumped off the diving board without his floaty suit on. He thought it was on. But he was fine. He swam away. So we're no longer parents of somebody who we need to worry about near water.
And we forgot our water container, but we each have a piece of sea glass because yesterday we took a trip to the Boston Harbor Islands with the UU hiking group, and there was tons of sea glass all over the beach, and we had a great time out there with some UU friends. And we're going to make it an annual tradition, so put it on your calendar for next year, Boston Harbor Islands. It was awesome.
This was intended to represent water from a wedding in Vermont last weekend, and now it represents water that kept that wedding from happening.
This water represents the ponds and streams at Brighton Rehab Hospital in Michigan. Jim and I went there in August to attend a special ceremony where my little girl took a coin for 1 year of sobriety, and I took a coin for 23 years of sobriety, and Jim celebrated 36 years of sobriety.
Good morning. I was wondering if anybody has ever visited Mount Auburn Cemetery in Cambridge. If you could raise your hand, please. Wonderful. I had the privilege of going here this summer. I walked through the cemetery 3.5 hours. It is 750 acres of beautiful landscaped land. It is the first landscaped cemetery in the United States. It is the final resting place of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of the Christian Science movement, William Channing, the Unitarian Universalist minister at Arlington Street Church in Boston, who, because of his preaching on the importance of each individual person, inspired the person of Dorothea Dix to start a sweeping movement to liberate the mentally ill from prisons in the United States. Dorothea Dix is also buried there, and one can also climb the 95 steps of the Washington Tower to view at a distance Boston on the right and Cambridge on the left from beautiful vantage point high above the green tree line. Well worth the trip on a Sunday afternoon.
This water represents for me the waters of Saratoga Lake in New York, where I spent many wonderful summers with my father's parents and also spent some retreat time. It also represents for me the waters from Hurricane Irene washing through my life and washing through the challenges that I have had, washing me into a new future, looking for peace inside and without.
This is symbolic water provided by Poland Spring. That is representative of all the time we spent up at Lake Winnipesaukee in New York Beach with my three children, Cassie, Billy, Joey, and with my granddaughter, Kaylin.
This water represents Little Island Pond in Pelham, New Hampshire, where I spend my whole summer at Girl Scout camp, and seeing again and again those girls finding independence and confidence with things they never knew that they could do.
This water is from the St. Lawrence River as it passes by the walled city of Quebec, where my wife and I went to celebrate our 40th anniversary.
We had a bittersweet summer with some highs and some lows, mostly just kind of an even keel. We had Roy's sister and brother-in-law here with us for a week from Australia, and that was a huge high. And we spent a lot of our summer caring for my aunt and uncle on the Cape, who are both ill. But the water that we have here today comes from our kitchen here in this parish house. And it represents that one of the major highs of the summer is being back here with all of you and sharing the energy that you all bring today.
This water that we have is from Pennsylvania. It represents our good times of our vacation with our two boys and being able to meet up with my daughter and her fiance.
This water is from Lake Dunmore in Vermont. It's where my daughter spent when she's unfortunately homesick today, but it's where she goes to summer camp, and it's where I went to summer camp as a kid. And I actually was a lifeguard there this summer, so sort of a helicopter parent. I don't really let her go away to summer camp. I go with her. But it's also the lake where two summers ago we put some of my mother's ashes, and then this summer my father had passed away about 6 months ago, and we were able to put some of his ashes in that lake.
This water represents my week on Star Island and a camping trip that I took to Vermont.
The rest of this water represents a wonderful international Reiki retreat that I attended in Lake George, New York last weekend. It was a very healing experience, and I won something for the first time in my life. I usually never win anything, and it's a special surprise that I'm saving for the drum circle this evening, so I can't tell you what it is, but you'll find out. And it also represents, I want to share the sentiments. Oh, I want to mention, too, I want to mention Jeff as well in his adventures playing music over the summer and playing out at public venues. He's really advancing in his music adventure. And I want to also express that it represents our coming back together as the larger group community. I really love our church family, and I'm glad to see all of you here.
This water is from Flagstaff Lake in Maine. And yesterday a friend and I finished climbing all 67 of the 4,000-footer peaks in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
This water represents Lake Winnipesaukee, where I spent lots of nice summers with my grandparents at their lake house. And the rest of it represents where I went with my friends, Sabre and Devin, to Goss Park, and we swam in a pond that was freezing cold. It was unbelievable how cold it was. So.
This water is from my childhood home in Hudson that I've moved back to after 45 years in Connecticut, where I've come to live with my 90-year-old mom and help her maintain her independence, and my eagerness to become a part of the Nashua UU community.
This water is a blend of three sources. The first is pool water, where we had lots of laughter this summer. The second is Lake Tahoe, where Grant and I spent a couple days on a vacation trip. And the third is the water of Boston, which Andrea is drinking now as a student at Wheelock College.
Let's see, what is this water? Okay, it's symbolic water from Great East Lake, which is in New Hampshire, actually spanning the border of New Hampshire and Maine, where our family met with the family known as Brother. And we had a week right on the lakeside.
Well, thank all of you for some very rich and wonderful sharing that you've done this morning.
Welcome back, everyone. These closing words for this part of our service before we will sing together Spirit of Life. May our sharing together this morning be a blessing for one and all. May it inspire us to a year of hope and love and courageous faith. And may we walk this year in the full awareness, as often as possible, of the blessed ties that bind each of us to all of us. So may it be. May we sing together Spirit of Life.